This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The General Assembly is largely quiet today after marathon sessions to meet the crossover deadline. That's the self-imposed April 30th cutoff for non-budgetary items to pass at least one chamber of the legislature. Those that did not are likely dead until next session. So state lawmakers passed about 200 measures in just the last week. They range from new regulations about the death penalty to changes in education policy and environmental rules. We're going to talk about the bills that did and did not pass before the crossover deadline in a moment. But first, news broke yesterday that 13 current and former North Carolina law enforcement officers were indicted in an alleged heroin and cocaine distribution scheme. The charges range from attempted drug possession to money laundering, extortion, and weapons violations. WUNC's Jorge Valencia joins us now. Jorge, welcome back.
Hello, Frank.
Tell us about this. Who has been indicted? What are the charges?
This is a truly bizarre case. The Thomas Walker, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of North Carolina, presented this yesterday. They had culminated the undercover part of what they're calling Operation Rockfish and netted 13 law enforcement, current or former law enforcement officers. It included deputies from the Northampton Sheriff's Office. It included corrections officers from North Carolina, include even one from across the border in Virginia. And they're suspected of conspiring to use their badge and their firearm to help in the traffic of cocaine and heroin.
How did they find out about the alleged scheme?
Well, it originated actually in the neighboring county, in the Halifax County Sheriff's Office. Some of their deputies apparently got some intelligence, some tips or some rumors, and so they sent it to the FBI about 2 years ago. And they've been collaborating with state and federal authorities into this case. And so the way that it worked out yesterday, this investigation is going to be ongoing. I mean, it could still result in more arrests, but obviously the undercover part of it is done now. And the way that it ended yesterday was that agents were waiting, met some of these suspects at the Northampton Halifax Regional Airport and at a warehouse in Rocky Mount. And this was a place where these people were the suspects, according to authorities, were waiting for shipments. And what they thought was going to happen was that this was drugs that was going to go up north on I-95 to Maryland, and it was going to go south on 95 to South Carolina. But instead what happened, I mean you've seen this happen in the movies. I mean, instead what happens is that authorities sweep in and they take all of them in handcuffs.
All right. So we will see, and details will emerge as the investigation continues. And as you said, authorities have said the scope could widen. There could even be more arrests.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a little bit reminiscent of a case that of an investigation that was called Operation Tainted Badge, and it was in Robeson County in 2006. That started out with a couple of indictments of deputies over there, and it actually resulted in 22 deputies or 22 law enforcement officers being arrested, including the sheriff. So, I mean, this could widen. There could be more arrests here.
And as the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District, Thomas Walker, said yesterday, by far and away, most law enforcement officers honor their badge and honor their commitment. This is a few, and it's one that is very disturbing should, in fact, these charges prove true.
Yeah, he and his colleagues really wanted to emphasize that, because obviously all the people who are involved in this investigation are law enforcement officers themselves. So at the federal level, at the state level, and at the local level, I mean, the sheriff next door from Halifax, Ken, who cooperated in this investigation, said that he was sick to his stomach with this. So they're saying, hey, most of us are doing our jobs. We're enforcing the law, not using our position to break the law.
We'll stay tuned.